Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we welcome you to the message of God's blessed word today. We come to our closing message concerning the three greatest subjects in the New Testament. The first one we considered concerned the fact that the Son of God came into the world from heaven above. He lived upon the earth. He died for our sins upon the cross. Following his death and resurrection, went back to heaven. Our second greatest fact, we considered the coming of the Holy Spirit into the world. Another divine person in the great Godhead who came to the earth upon the day of Pentecost, 50 days following the Christ's death upon the cross. And he came to convict and to convert sinners, bring them to Christ. And thank God, he is still on the earth now. But God certainly asks the members of the human family, "What have you done with my son? Have you received him or rejected him?" He also asks, "What have you done with the Holy Spirit, who may have been speaking to your soul and seeking to bring you to Christ?" And may I suggest, seriously, reflect upon the truth. Upon your answer depends your eternal destiny of your soul, whether it will be in heaven or in hell. Which, my friend, will it be? Have you settled this important question? Now we come to our third greatest fact. And what is it? Found in the New Testament. The Son of God is coming back again from heaven. Oh, beloved, the angels who stood by the disciples as they watched the Savior ascend back to heaven, those angels declared, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Acts chapter 1 and verse 11. But oh, did not the Savior himself say in John 14:3, "I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." May we go further to declare the closing words of the Bible, recorded in Revelation chapter 22. You'll find the Savior saying three times in that chapter, "Surely I come quickly." And in the New Testament, 318 times or more, you have the truth written again and again regarding the coming back of the Lord Jesus to the earth. When he came the first time, the Lord Jesus said, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." John 3:17. He came to save you and me, as Paul the Apostle has well written, "Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." 1 Timothy 1:15. That great salvation he has accomplished all alone upon the cross, when he was the sacrifice to God for our sins. And the last cry that he ever uttered was just before he bowed his head and died, saying, "It is finished." My friend, are you resting by faith on that finished work? It is important for you to do this for your soul's salvation. "For if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Romans 10:9. To the Philippian jailer, fearful and trembling, as he fell before Paul and Silas, crying, "Sirs, what shall I do to be saved?" They answered, "Believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Acts 16:31. But the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. My friend, will he find that you are saved? He says, in his own words, "For ye know not what hour your Lord doth come, therefore be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." Matthew 24, verse 42 and verse 44. Are you ready for him to come? It will not be God asking you any questions when Jesus comes, but it will be yourself asking questions. And perhaps the most important question, if you are found unsaved, will be, "What will he do with me?" For the result of the coming again of the Lord Jesus is going to be twofold. Listen very carefully, for those who are saved, His coming again is going to bring blessing eternal. For those who are not saved, He's going to bring eternal judgment. For when the Lord comes back to the earth, He's not coming to be a Savior. He's coming to be the judge of all the earth. Are you ready to meet Him? When the Savior was upon the earth, He said, "The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son." In John chapter 5 and verse 21. "And the Son of God who died to save you and me is the appointed judge of all mankind." Paul well declared in Acts 17:31 to some of the wise men of the earth in his day, "God hath appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, whom He raised from the dead." My friend, we ask the question, are you ready to meet Him when He comes? Let me tell you how you can be ready. Listen to the Savior's own words in John 5:24. "Verily, verily I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, shall not come into judgment or condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Right now you are listening to the Word of God. Would you believe that God sent His Son to save you? Know what the Savior says? The one who hears and believes. Not only necessary to hear, but to believe it. And to believe it, that one hath, the moment he or she believes, hath everlasting life. Right now, and shall never come into judgment. But right now, when they believe, they are passed from death unto life. You don't have to wait until after you die to find if you were saved, my friend. You better not. That will be too late. But now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time, we read in 2 Corinthians 6:2. But when the Savior comes again, He will separate the saved and the lost of all the human race forever. The lost will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Matthew 25 and verse 46. My beloved friend, may I earnestly, seriously emphasize, a day of separation is coming when God is going to separate all unsaved ones from the saved. All those who have never trusted Christ from those who have trusted Him. From the righteous to be separated forever from the unrighteous. The godly to be separated forever from the ungodly. And He has an eternal place to place them. One will be the eternal heavens above and the glory of an eternal universe of bliss and blessing. But the other's going to be a place of separation where never shall they ever come out. For there'll be a great gulf betwixt the two. My friend, when the Savior comes again, which way will you go? Will you say, "What will He do with me?" Now here are the three greatest facts in the New Testament. We enumerate them again. Jesus, the Son of God, came into the world. He lived and died for our salvation upon the cross and went back to heaven having accomplished it. Second, the Holy Spirit came and He is still here, seeking to convict lost souls and pleading with them to come to Christ. What have you done with Jesus? What have you, my friend, done with His Holy Spirit? But now the third great fact is more serious. Today, the question is, what will you do with Jesus? What will you do with the Holy Spirit? And while you have life, you can make that choice. But the third great fact that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is coming back as the judge of every man and woman, boy and girl in the human family? And we shall, every one of us, give an account of himself to God? My beloved, we raise the question. We ask you to do it for yourself. What will he do with me? Oh, my beloved, you and I have a choice to make. The choice is ours. Oh, may I say earnestly, faithfully, no one else can make it for you. I cannot make the choice. If I could make a choice for others to get saved, I'd be doing it all the time. But that's not the way of salvation. Salvation is a personal thing, a personal matter. It is you who must make the choice. Long ago in the days of Joshua, before he left the people of Israel, he said to them, "Choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." They made a personal choice. And the rest of them had to do the same thing. And he begged them to choose. And so the choice is yours, my friend. Will it be eternal blessing? Will it be eternal judgment? No one else can make it for you. Eternity, eternity. Where will you spend eternity? 'Tis heaven or hell for you and me. Make now your choice. Which shall it be? May you say, "Jesus, I give thee my heart today. Jesus, I'll trust thee all the way. Gladly obeying, will you say, this will I do with Jesus. I'll receive him as my Savior." Our beloved and blessed God and Father, we've spoken the gospel truth of eternal facts. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will seal these eternal truths with eternal blessings in many hearts, to the unsaved for their salvation, to those who are saved for their confirmation of their faith in the Lord Jesus. And we leave it to the Holy Spirit to do that work in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his glory. We ask it all in his adorable name, commending every listener to thy blessing. Amen.